From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, you're listening to Q News for the week of Sunday, the 16th of November, 2025, and I'm John, VK4JPM, with some info from the Darling Downs Radio Club. But first, a shout out to all club officers and committees in Queensland. Q News is a great way to get club info to a wide audience, and it surprised me that so few other clubs use it. It's one of the things that we might address at a meeting of club officers in the future, but how about an offer? If your club has meetings coming up, or if you have activities regularly scheduled, for instance, everyone turns up on Saturdays for a natter, or if you're planning something for end of year, why not tell everybody? People will travel from all over the state and beyond if the invitation is interesting enough. And don't forget that a listener might opportunistically be in your area and would love to join you if only they knew what you're doing. And through Q News, our club now has members from all over the state, and we have lots of distant members attending our meetings via telepresence. That's good for everyone, and it's a big help to gaining attention and focus on our hobby. If I can help you get on board with the Q News process, drop me a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au and let's talk about how to get started. secretary@ddrci.org.au. Truly, it's not hard. Now the club news. Last week, John VK4JBE did a really good session on EMR. It was well attended, probably thanks to Q News, and it generated lots of questions. There are two areas about EMR that you really do need to be across. What potential danger might you create while legitimately operating your station, and what documentation you should have tucked away in case someone complains about that discreet long wire that you tried so hard to hide, the TV interference that you didn't cause because you weren't on air at the time, or the beautiful mast and rotatable array that they think is an eyesore, so they complain about danger to soft tissue. John has provided us with some additional information to support the EMR management process, including a PDF of the presentation, so you can review the information that John presented, the EMR compliance flowchart to help you work out whether you have a situation or not, and templates and examples that you can use to document your own shack. All of this will be available from the DDRCI website by the time Q News goes to air. Initially, look in the meeting rotator on the homepage at ddrci.org.au, where you'll find all kinds of useful links. If you can't see the info you want, just wait. It will rotate past. And while you're there, check out all the other activities that our club has coming up. Speaking of which, our next in-person club member meeting and tech natter will be on Monday the 8th of December at 1900. Details are on the website, but expect a bit of discussion about Chinese 2-metre and 70-metre handhelds and some show and tell. For those of you joined remotely, this is another of those roundtable sessions where we'll all learn from each other. What handhelds are you using now? When you paid $300 for an old-school device, does it work better than the $30 cheapie? We'd all like to know, and we'd like to know your tips and tricks. That's on Monday the 8th of December at 1900, in person and online. Also, stay tuned for our end-of-year gathering, which will unfold next week. Finally, we've had some offers of gear and particularly towers and masts. Members and those on our mailing list will receive an email in the coming week. And if you're not on the list, send an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au and we'll add you. If you're not a member, don't forget that it's now only $30 to join the club, with significant discounts for students, young people and pensioners. All at the website ddrci.org.au and press the big red join button. Until next week, thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. 73's all.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.